With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. This Saturday, Tester will be making his second appearance at the picket line of locked-out union workers in Three Forks. They've been in an ongoing contract dispute since early August. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Tester, who is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate, will rally at noon with the Boilermakers Union locked out of the Emerus Talc milling plant in Three Forks. Ferguson Gammon is one of those locked-out workers. Like several of the union members I spoke to recently, he's grateful for Tester's support, but he's undecided on who he'll vote for in the midterms.
This is small-town Montana, so what one person can do can go a long way. I feel like even both sides can help our situation so we can support our families. That's why I don't like to choose if I'm Democrat or Republican.
Tester's Republican challenger is Matt Rosendale, the current state auditor. Rosendale will also be in Three Forks Saturday, but not at the picket line. His campaign plans to have bumper stickers and yard signs available for pickup for its Get Out the Vote effort at the Iron Horse Cafe on Main Street. Tester and Rosendale will meet in Bozeman Saturday for their second and final debate, hosted by the Montana Television Network and Yellowstone Public Radio. Mail ballots go out to voters Friday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.